My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yes. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yes. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yes. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, yes. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing on this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord, to bless and magnify your holy and your wonderful name. Lord, we cry out all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, God, that belongs to you. For you are worthy of the praise, you're worthy of the glory, you're worthy of the honor just because of who you are. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified because you are such an awesome God. My hallelujah, Lord, it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to those that are walking on the street. Lord, it doesn't belong to those that are playing sports, oh God, or athletes. Lord, it does not belong to anyone else, but all of my worship and all of my adoration, Lord, it belongs to you because you deserve my praise. You deserve the glory, oh God, that I give. God, you deserve to be lifted up and adored. Lord, you're deserving of being recognized for the great God you are. Each and every morning, oh God, you shower us down with blessings that we don't even have room enough to receive. We wake up every morning, oh God, with brand new mercies, Lord. No matter how the day went yesterday, no matter if we fell short of your glory, oh Lord, or if we fulfilled your purpose and the plans that you have for our lives, we wake up every single morning with brand new mercies, oh God, because the Bible tells us that great is thy faithfulness. You are a faithful God. You are a merciful God. You are a loving God. And so, Lord, your consistency alone is deserving of the glory, it's deserving of the honor, and it's deserving of the praise. But you go beyond, Lord, just brand new mercies. But, Lord, brand new mercies belong to everyone that wakes up to see a brand new day. So whether I'm a believer or I'm an unbeliever, Lord, I receive brand new mercies, oh God, every single morning, Lord. But, Lord, because I belong to you, Lord, I have more promises and I have more things, oh God, that I can look forward to. Lord, I can look forward to you never leaving me nor ever forsaking me, Lord. I can look for that, God, each and every single day. I can look to the hills, Lord, that my help comes from you, oh God, because I belong to you. God, I can faithfully, oh God, believe and understand and know, Lord, oh God, that your ways are far above my way, oh God, but you have thoughts that you think towards me. Oh God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, oh God, to give me an expected end, oh God. So, Lord, as long as I'm in your will, Lord, you have an expected end for me. And, Lord, even if I'm not in your will, Lord, you still have an expected end for me, Lord, but I want my will to line up with your will. I want my ways to line up with your ways, Lord, that I might be pleasing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, along with new mercies that I see, God, and along with the knowledge that you will never leave me or never forsake me, Lord, I know every single day that I can rise up and call upon you, and you will answer me, Lord. So that's the guarantee that when I cry out your name, when I give your name glory, when I give your name honor, God, and I give your name praise, Lord, there is no doubt in my mind, oh God, that you will come in. And you will come like a flood, God. You'll come like a strong tower. Lord, you'll come, oh God, like your name is, Lord. When I call on your name, I can find safety in your name. Oh God, when I call on your name, oh Lord, I can find deliverance in your name. When I call on your name, I can find healing in your name. Lord, when I call on your name, I can find joy in your name. That is a guarantee, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is my strength, Lord. I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry. I don't have to doubt because my God is an awesome God. My God is a strong tower. His name is so strong that the righteous can run into his name and find safety, God. That's an assurance, oh God, that I have as I get up this day that no longer, God, didn't just not only do I have new mercies, but Lord, I have a bucket full of blessings that you have waiting for me in this day. You said if I could just trust you with all my heart, lean not into my own understanding, and all my ways acknowledge you. You promise, Lord, that you would direct my pathways. Lord, the carnal don't follow after your word. The carnal don't trust in your word. He don't trust in your promises, Lord. But they that trust in your word and are willing to surrender and say yes to your will and say yes to your way, oh, God, then you will order our footsteps. You will guide our pathways, Lord. You will lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, there are so many promises, Lord, that we can hold on to or that you have available to us each and every single day. So just because of that, Lord, you're so worthy of praise and you're so worthy of adoration. And so we give it all over to you this morning, the glory, the honor, and the praise. We desire that you would fill our lips with your glory, O God, on this day. As we come before your presence with singing this morning, as we come before your presence to seek your face, Lord, Lord, there's a day that is ahead of us. For you have blessed us to see a brand new day. And, Lord, we don't know what's coming before us, ahead of us in this day. Lord, we don't know the way that we should go. We don't know the things that we need to say. We don't know the places that we need to go, but we know the God who knows all. We know the one who sits high and looks low. We know the one who created the heavens and the earth, O God, according to his words. We know that you formed something out of nothing, God, because there was nothing in the beginning, Lord. The earth was full. I mean, the land or the world was filled with void, O God. The earth was filled with void, but you said, let there be. And because you said, let there be, Lord, something came. God, the world, it obeyed your words. It obeyed your commandments, Lord. You told the sun to rise every single morning. It is still yet rising every single morning. You told the moon to come and give light to the evening time. And, Lord, it still remains to do the same thing. It's still obedient, Lord. And it rises in the evening time to give the earth light during the evening time, Lord. The birds and the fowls of the air, they sing your glory each and every single day, Lord. The animals, they still obey you, O God. The flowers and the blooming and the seeds, Lord, they still obey your word. The firmament, O God, the waters of the firmament, Lord, are still separated from the waters of the land so that we can walk in this area, that we can breathe air, O God. It still obeys your commandments. And not only the waters of the heavens, but the waters of the land of the earth, they still obey your commands as well. For they have not overtaken the dry land, but there shall be a separation, God. That burial, God, that you spoke into existence is still in applying to this day, Lord, because the waters are still separated from the dry land. God, your word is mighty, and when you speak a word into the lives, into the hearts of people, Lord, you hold true to your word. Your word is your bond, oh God, and so if you have said it, Lord, oh God, there is no doubt it will come to pass. So, Lord, as we get up this morning, Lord, we come before your presence, Lord, to acknowledge that you alone are God. And because your word is your bond, we give you glory. We give you honor. There's a reason, God, that we would just take time, oh God, to just acknowledge, just remember, just recall to our mind. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's what Jeremiah said. This I recall to my mind. And so much goes on, Lord, that we don't always recall your greatness. We don't always recall the good things that you have done. We don't always recall the doors, the many doors that you have opened. But Lord, as I look back over my life, Lord, it could not have been anybody but you. You spoke into my life. You spoke into the life of my family. I thank you, God, that you knew me before you even shaped me in my mother's womb, Lord. That's not just, oh God, Isaiah's calling or Jeremiah's calling, but Lord, you spoke me into existence, and you knew the destiny that you had for me. You knew where I would be at this day and time. You knew the steps that I needed to make, the things that you needed to do, oh God, to get me to be here in the right place at the right time to receive the right blessing, Lord, that you have in store for me. Lord, as I look back, Lord, I had so many different trials, Lord, many of them self-inflicted. But, Lord, you brought me through each and every single one of them. And each trial and each heartache and each pain and each tribulation, Lord, it allowed me to grow stronger in you. It allowed me to grow closer to you. It allowed me to go higher and higher in you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, today, because elevation does not come from men. It comes from you. And I'm not talking about titles, Lord, but I'm talking about just living in this life. Lord, making it another year is an elevation, Lord. Oh God, making it another day is an elevation. And I understand, Lord, that it's only because of your goodness and your mercy, Lord, that I can go higher and higher and higher and higher every single day. Lord, I thank you, God, because I understand that every day is a press. Every day, oh God, there's a higher mark. Every day, God, there is a higher calling and a closer walk, oh God, that you have a desire for your people, that you desire for your people. Lord, there's a greater anointing, Lord. There's a stronger power, God, that you're willing and able, God, to pour out upon us every single day.
So David said, I look to the hills, because he understood that everything he needed for every single day came from you. It wasn't that I just can call on you on Sunday, that I can only reach you on Sunday. But Lord David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How awesome would it be, Lord, if your praise would continually be in our mouths day after day. Lord, these things that come about us that overwhelm us, these things that come upon us, Lord, that causes us to be concerned. Lord, if we had the praise of a king, if we allowed it to rise among us every single day, every single minute, every single moment, Lord, Lord, our lives would be transformed. Lord, our lives could not be the same, because the glory of the Lord would rise among us everywhere we would be at. In the supermarket, Lord, we will allow the glory of the Lord to rise among us. On our jobs, Lord, we will allow the glory of the Lord to rise among us, Lord. In our offices, God, on our jobs, on the bus stop, Lord, on the mass transit, Lord, in our cars, wherever we might find ourselves at, your glory would rise among us if we would just bless you with the fruit of our lips. Found myself in a worship state the other day or yesterday as I was driving into work. And, Lord, your glory was just in the songs that you are amazing. Thank God. And another song was Take Everything. I don't want it. I don't need it. I just want you, Lord. And those are the songs of my heart, Lord. I'm not looking for silver and gold. Lord, yes, I need finances, Lord, to take care of bills and things that are here in this world, Lord, to be able to support my family, Lord. But you can take everything, Lord. I don't want it. I don't need it, Lord. I just want you, God. I just want to be closer to you, Lord. I just want a greater anointing, Lord. I just want a closer walk with you, God. I just want your spirit, oh God, to abide with me, oh Lord, and your presence to fill my atmosphere every single day, God, every single moment, Lord, every single second, Lord. I just want you, because you mean the world to me. Lord, you're better than anything that this world can ever give. And so my soul longs for you. My soul longs and pants after you, God. My soul hungers and thirsts after you, Lord, because you are everything that I need and more. You are my salvation. You are my rock. You are my strong tower. You are my deliverer. You are my kinsman redeemer. God, you are my help in the present time of my present help in the time of trouble. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. You are the keeper of my soul. You are the lover of my soul. Oh God, you are my provider, Lord. You are everything, my strong tower, my battle axe, Lord. You are my God, in whom I believe, in whom I trust, in whom, oh God, I have no fear. Lord, because you are a God that loves, and your perfect love casts out all fear. So, Lord, as I rise this morning, Lord, I thank you because you have granted me mercy just for yet another day. The mercy that you have blessed me with is not for tomorrow, but it's for this day, the gift, the present that you have blessed us to be able to receive by rising this morning and finding ourselves in prayer. You asked us in your word to seek you early while you may yet be found, before we find ourselves caught up, before we find ourselves burdened down, before we find ourselves cast down, Lord, and feeling forsaken, Lord, and feeling like the world is against us. Lord, this is an opportunity for us to tap into you, to tap into your anointing, to tap into your power, to tap into the vine, because it's when we're connected to the vine, Lord, that we receive all the nutrients that we need for a given day. Lord, the sun don't shine all day long, but when the sun is risen, Lord, that's when the plants and the trees, they grain or they grab the necessary strength, the necessary nutrients, Lord. Oh, God, that will be able to keep them throughout the coldness of the night or the breeze of the night. And, Lord, so before we begin to go through this day, we tap into the sun. We tap into the source of our strength.
We tap into the God of our salvation, oh Lord, so that you can equip us and heat us up and warm us up, oh God, and satisfy us, Lord, and quench our thirst and our hunger, God, and to meet us right where we're at, oh God. This is the time, oh God, an opportunity for you to show us up mighty and for us to yield to your will in our lives. Lord, I don't know what you have in store for us today. But I thank you, Lord, that I know that my life is in your hands. And because my life is in your hands, I don't have any fear today. I'm not fretting anything. Lord, I know I'm not perfect. But, Lord, I thank you that you are a perfect God and that you are a patient God and that you are a loving God and that you are a forgiving God. And so, Lord, I confess my faults and I confess my sins. Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. Cover us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm reminded even now, Daniel, Lord, did not even have the sin, but it was the nation, Lord, that sinned against you. And so, Lord, when he read the scroll and he found out that they were in captivity because the people of God sinned against you, he pleaded for the people of God. So I stand before you this morning and I plead the blood over everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Whether we have fallen short of your glory, whether we've turned our hearts away from you, or Lord, we found or we've allowed a little fox to come in and destroy our vines or things in our lives, Lord, I plead the blood. I plead the blood over those things that we remember, and I plead the blood over those things that we do not remember in the name of Jesus. Saturate us in the blood right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, make us whole within and without, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, all around us, make us holy, oh God, and acceptable, Lord, because that's the least that we can give unto you is a living sacrifice that's receivable, that's acceptable, Lord. I'm reminded even now, Lord, that there have been some sacrifices, Lord, that you have cast aside. Can't remember who it was. I believe it was the sons of Aaron. Lord, they brought to you a strange fire. And, Lord, you rebuked that strange fire. Lord, as we bless you, as we magnify you, as we glorify you today, Lord, hallelujah, glory to your wonderful name. We would, our desire, Lord, is that you will receive our worship, that you won't cast it away, that it will not stink in your nostrils. So, Lord, if there's anything in me, Lord, that will cause you to frown upon my worship, to frown upon my praise, Lord, I plead the blood. I ask that you forgive me because you're faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me of all unrighteousness, Lord. Forgive your people, Lord, today in the name of Jesus because, Lord, we need your glory. We don't want to remain in the outer courts. We don't want to abide in the inner courts. But, Lord, our desire this morning is to be amongst you in the holies of holies. In the name of Jesus, no longer do we have to allow someone to intercede on our behalf. No longer do we have to slay the lamb anymore. No longer do we have to have someone take our sacrifice, oh God, and present it to you on behalf of the nation. But Lord, I can come before your presence with singing. I can come before you on my own with humbleness in my heart. I can come before you to magnify you and to glorify you, and you will come in and you will abide with me. You said if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you can ask what you will. And Lord, our desire this morning is to be closer to you. Our desire this morning, Lord, is to have a closer walk with you. Our desire, Lord, oh God, is for your spirit to abide with us all day long in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, if we have your spirit, Lord, if your glory abides with us, Lord, then we have everything that we need and more in the name of Jesus. We don't need silver and gold, Lord. We don't need houses and land, Lord. But if I just have you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if I just have your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, if your spirit just abides with me, Lord, then I have everything I need. I have joy, oh God, that I need. I have strength, oh God, that I need. I have the healing, God, that I need. God, it's all right.
already done in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that we need, oh God, and everything that we desire, Lord, and everything that we want, mighty God, we have it, God, because it's all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto us. Everything that I need for today, you've already made the way. You've already provided. You've already given us everything that we need. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for being such a God that reveals yourself. And Lord, help me to take you out of the box, Lord, that you may reveal yourself and your glory to me even more. Lord, I'm not just satisfied with the glory and the understanding that I have from you right now. But, Lord, I know there's got to be greater because your ways are far above my way and your thoughts are far above my way, my thoughts. And, Lord, I just want to draw nearer to thee, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to draw close to you, Lord, so that if I endure my demise or at my time, Lord, my testimony would be that I walk with you, Lord, and not just that I walk with you, but that I talk with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want my testimony to be just like Simeon, Lord. Simeon was known as a man that was full of the Spirit and that was led by the Spirit, Lord. I want that to be my testimony, Lord, that when somebody remembers me, it would be that I walked after the Spirit. I was led by the Spirit. I obeyed the Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon me, Lord, on my job, Lord. I want that to be my testimony, Lord, while I'm driving up and down the street, Lord. I want that to be my testimony. So, Lord, I need you to put flesh under subjection and come to more and have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I know I'm not there yet, Lord, but I thank you, oh God, this morning that I have another chance to get it right, Lord. I thank you this morning, Lord, that I have another chance to let you have your will in my life. God, let you have your way in my life. God, you've given me another chance to get it right. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, because you have forgiven me over and over again. You've had mercy upon me for all the days of my life. You led, guided, and directed me throughout my lifetime. And I thank you, God, that the hands of the mighty God has been upon me, upon my life, from since the day that I was born until the day that I stand here right now. I'm grateful, God. Grateful. So because of who you are, all of the glory, all of the honor, it belongs to thee. My hallelujah, my thank you, Jesus. The glory that flows from my lips, the glory that flows, the praise that flows from my heart. Lord, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, because it all belongs to you. And because my praise and my worship and my adoration belongs to you, I can come into this day of the unknown knowing that everything will work together for my good. There's no doubt in my mind that every single thing, Lord, all things. Paul didn't leave out anything. He didn't say the things that you have already committed to God. He didn't say the things that you have done, oh, Lord, that that look like they're going to work out. Or that they're going to work out for our favor. But he said, and we know that all things shall work together for the good of those that love God, to the call according to your purpose. And Lord, I satisfy those two check marks today. I love you with all of my heart. I love you with all of my mind, and I love you with all of my soul. I love you more than anything, Lord, so I qualify. And, Lord, I'm called according to your purpose. Your will, God, Lord, is my will. Your ways is my way. I've been called, oh, God, out of darkness into your marvelous light for your purpose, for your plans, for your will to be done, and for you to get the glory out of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take everything that's unlike you out of us. Lord, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't want selfishness. I don't want frustration. Lord, I don't want bitterness. Lord, I don't want unforgiveness. Lord, I don't want hatred. Lord, I don't want anger. Take everything out of me. I don't want it. If it has nothing to do with you, I don't need it, Lord. I just want you. I want your glory. I want your power.
I want your spirit to abide with me throughout the day, throughout my walk, throughout my journey. I just want you. I just need you. Got to have you. Can't make it without you. Can't live without you. Can't breathe without you. Can't move without you. Lord, that's my cry this morning. I can't do it on my own. My power, my might has failed me over and over again. But, Lord, you have never failed me once. And I have no doubt that you'll never fail me ever, ever. And so my hope is in you. My confidence is in you. My desire is you. So I thank you, God, this morning, because you are the very air that I breathe, the very substance of life, the very thing that I know that I cannot make it in this life without you. There's so much going on in the world today. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We don't have no time to fight. We don't have no time to march. We don't have no time to complain. But what we must do is get on our knees and find ourselves praying. We need to be praying for our children, Lord, instead of complaining. We need to be praying for our loved ones, Lord, instead of complaining. Lord, we need to be praying for the nation, Lord, instead of complaining. We need to be praying for our bosses, our supervisors, instead of complaining. Lord, those things don't get your attention. Complaining doesn't get your attention. Frustration and anger, Lord, it doesn't get your attention. Hallelujah, glory to your wonderful name. But praise God, it always gets your attention. Hallelujah, when I bless your name in dire situations, when I call upon your name and magnify you, Lord, when the odds are stacked against me, Lord, when all is going well, Lord, and I lift up the name of Jesus, Lord, those things get your attention, Lord. And when we get your attention, your glory will be revealed in our lives. Give us the praise that we cannot keep to ourselves, that we may grab the attention of the Almighty God, and that we'll make our praise big enough, Lord, that you won't just pass by, but that you would come in and inhabit our praises. I want you to rest in me right where I'm at, to fill my cup, Lord, until it overflows. Overflows with your goodness, overflows with your mercy, overflows with your favor, overflow with your abundance of blessings, overflow with your peace and patience, overflow with your temperance and meekness, overflow, God, with your long suffering, Lord. I want to overflow in you this day. And when I give myself away to you, when I yield to your will, then I don't fret about my day. I don't fret about the things that are coming my way, because I place my life in your hands. I put my life, I put my thoughts, I put my desires, I place them in your hands, because you're able to bear them. You're able to hold on to them. You're able to take care of them. So I can cast all my cares upon you because you care. And then I can take somebody else's burden. I can begin to intercede on somebody else's, someone else's behalf. I can begin, oh God, to pray for those that are around me, that salvation will make their way into their hearts, that they will plead the blood and that they will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I can take upon the burdens of the weak that are among us, since the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. Lord, I can do those things when I'm willing to give my cares over to you. So this morning, Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. I leave the weights that cause me to become slow. I plead the blood over those sins that beset me. And I say, yes, Lord, I want you. I want your will to be done in my life. I want to be a better man. I want to be a better woman. I want to be a better son. I want to be a better daughter. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better wife. Lord, here I am, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to be a better employee. Lord, I want to be a better pastor. I want to be a better member, Lord. Here I am standing in the need of prayer, in the need of your touching, in the need of your makeover today. Here am I, Lord. Make me a better friend. Make me a better brother, better sister, God, a better sibling, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make me better, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, I'm not satisfied where I was at yesterday, but, Lord, I want to be better in you today. I need to be better. I need to draw closer to thee. I want to be better in you and stronger in you and more mightier in you. In the name of Jesus, to hide your word in our hearts. Your word is what helps us. Your word is what strengthens us. Your word is what encourages us. And when any enemy comes against us like a flood, it seems like he's just coming from every angle and shapes and forms. Lord, when we understand your word declares that you will lift up a standard against him. So you'll become a God, a shield, oh God, a buckler, a strong tower. When the enemy tries to come against us, you're just that mighty. You're just that awesome, and you're just that great. I want to know you more intimately, Lord. And so that means, Lord, I must die to this flesh daily. That means I must die to my carnal ways daily. That means, Lord, I must seek you earnestly in spirit and in truth, because you're longing for a people. You're longing for a generation that will worship you in spirit and in truth, not for gain, not to be superficial, not to just say and for people to look at us. But, Lord, my desire is to be like David. I want to have the ability to praise you without any inhibitions, any limitations, any hesitance, Lord. Lord, I want to praise you and worship you, Lord. I'm not worried about who's looking. I'm not worried about what anybody's going to say. But, Lord, I just want you. I just need you. I need your glory. I need your strength. I need your anointing. And so as you make me stronger, and as you fill me up today, and as you prepare me for the day, Lord, there's many, Lord, that have petitions that are before you. Petitions on our prayer wall, Lord. Sister Coulter posted a petition last night that asked for prayer for her father, who's sick, who was having some issues with his cancer. His cancer was coming back and causing him to begin to swell. I plead the blood right now. I plead the blood over his body. I plead the blood over that cancer. Lord, I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I speak life upon him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Outlaw, that's who it is. Brother Outlaw, Lord, I speak life and not death, Lord, and not only over him, but I speak it over his wife as well. Lord, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. Our prayers still changes things. Our prayers, oh God, still matter before you. God, our prayers are effective, Lord, as long as we continue to remain fervent and steadfast in our prayers. And so I speak over him right now, Lord. Touch his body from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Send forth a miracle. Miracles, oh God, these setups, oh God, God, these setbacks are just a setup for a comeback. These setbacks, Lord, are just a setup for you to take us higher to greater and greater things that are before us. And, Lord, help our unbelief. If there is any among us, do it for your glory. Heal for your glory. Heal for your honor. Touch him right now. Bless his family. Lord, we have petitions from our food distribution. And the young lady prayed for her son, asked for her son to come to know you in the pardon of his sin. She also asked for her daughter, oh Lord, to know you in the pardon of her sin. Pray for salvation, Lord, among those that come and receive from our pantry. Lord, another prayer request was for Avilis, Jessica. Looks like she's ill and in her body. I'm thankful, God, today is that you are still that balm in Gilead. You are still a healer. You are still a way maker. You are still that balm in Gilead. And I'm thankful, God, that you were wounded for our transgressions. And, Lord, so the healing that you've already, oh, God, that we need has already been done. It's already been granted. It's already been given. You've already done it. You paid the price. By your stripes, we are healed. So we speak healing, Lord. Help us to walk in your healing, Lord. And not just be lip service, oh God, but to believe it deep down in our souls, Lord, that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. So I call on the name of Jessica Aviles, Aviles for healing, or Aviles for healing. I pray for salvation for Francisco Javier Villatoro in Sanidad, Estella Villatoro. I pray for salvation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in that home. Lord, I pray for the little child that's in the Puerto Rico hospital, Martin Sosa. Oh, God, a newborn baby who's in critical condition. Lord, you know the calamity that occurred in Puerto Rico, Lord. You know, God, and we ask for you to have mercy. So we call on this little child's name, Lord, that you would heal his body. Little Martin Sosa, that you would touch him right now, God, that you would send the resources that he needs, oh God, that he can recover, oh God, and to do a great work for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for baby Noel Cork, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for little Bella Nova, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that have been on our prayer list for healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Miss Joanne, oh God, with her battle with cancer, Lord, I keep seeing a young man, and he says she continues to do better and better, Lord. That's because my prayers work, Lord. That's because my effective prayers, they work, oh God, because they're fervent before you, Lord, and I remain consistent and steadfast before you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing Mother McCowan, Lord. I thank you for healing, God, Missionary Miller, Lord. I thank you for healing Lady Olinda now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing little Aaron, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you because you are still in the healing and miracle working business. And we put our trust in you. And we put our hope in you. And we believe you, God. I believe the impossible. God, I see the invisible. I have no doubt, God, that victory is mine because the victory belongs to you. So just because of who you are, my hallelujah, it belongs to you. All of the glory, it belongs to you. All of the praise. Because you are such a mighty good God. And you show yourself mighty. And you show yourself strong every single day. And so, Lord, with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, as we come to the conclusion of this prayer, I just want to say thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you that I need you. Lord, I'm willing to let everything go. Take everything. God, I don't want it. I don't need it. Lord, I just want you to be everything that we need you to be today. Some need you to be a healer. Some need you to be a strong tower. Some need you to be a keeper, Lord. Some need you to be a mind regulator. Lord, some need you to be a provider. Some need you to open up doors that are closed. Some need you to be a way maker. But, Lord, whatever it is that we might need you to be today, we believe without a shadow of a doubt that you will be that and that much more. So we glorify you. We honor and adore you. And we thank you for another chance, another opportunity to pray. We thank you, oh God, that you hear our prayers. And everything that we've laid before you this morning, Lord, it'll come before you and be received of you. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Star. I pray for Eric McCowan and Crystal McCowan and Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Lord, I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. I pray for Sister Monique healing in her body. Thank you for allowing her to come out with us on Sunday, Lord. I know she wasn't feeling well, but, Lord, when we sacrifice, when we're willing to go the extra mile for you, Lord, you're willing to perform greater miracles in our lives. So, Lord, help her unbelief, Lord, and send the healing, Lord, that we've been asking for in the name of Jesus. Take away the doubt. Take away the fear. Take away the hopelessness, Lord, and breathe light into my dear sister right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. And I pray for those that are connected to us that have not joined the ministry yet, Lord, but are considering us. Sister Angelique, Lord, and Sister Benetta. I pray for that family and I pray for that household. Lord, then I pray for those that are connected to us, Sister Lisa Law, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Larry Brown, and Brother Kenyatta Schamberger. Lord, I pray for those that are suffering under that tremendous fire in Northern California. Thank you for keeping my brothers that are out there, my family that is out there, Roland and God, and Big Kurt, Lord, and Scotty T, Lord, and Frank, Lord, you know of my friends and my loved ones that are in that area. Thank you for protecting them from the danger, oh God, of that fire. And I pray that you would have mercy upon that area, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can send a shower, Lord. You can send a rain, Lord, that can help them curb that fire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Texas, their recovery in Houston, and all of the areas that have been affected by the hurricane, Louisiana, Florida, the Caribbean islands. I pray for those that suffer under those tremendous earthquakes in Mexico. And then I pray for this nation. We sinned against you, Lord, and we ask that you would have mercy upon us. I call on the name of my pastor, Lord, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would touch him and keep him, strengthen him now in the name of Jesus. Continue to anoint him, continue to lift him up, and continue to allow me to serve, oh God, that his life may be long in the name of Jesus. I pray for his family. I pray for his ministries, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would grant him long life, that you would grant him strength, that his latter days will be greater than his former days. I speak life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak for my dear pastor friends in this area, Lord. You know those pastors. I thank you for those that came to fellowship with us on Sunday, Lord. Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, I thank you for their love and their support. I thank you for those that came out from travel very long, Philip Graham and Kenny Green. Lord, I thank you for their sacrifice. I thank you for those that sent well wishes. I thank you for all those that you placed me into their hearts and their minds, and they sent well wishes and encouragement, Lord. And so I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for faithful and consistent prayer. I thank you for always being here when we call upon you. I thank you, God, that our prayers don't just reach the ceiling, but they come before you, Lord, because we believe that you hear us, and we know without a shadow of doubt that you'll come to our rescue and you'll hear our pleas. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll lead, guide, and direct us on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Not my will, but I declare it nevertheless in my spirit right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that you have for us today, nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but let thine will be done. And if your will is done, God, then we'll walk in victory today. We'll walk in our healing today. We'll walk in the joy, oh God, that only comes from you, the peace, God, that can only come from you, the joy, Lord, that only can come from you. Lord, we'll walk in it today without a shadow of a doubt. Bless us, keep us, are our prayers this morning. We bless your name even now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. We say, thank God, amen and amen.